Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 9th of November 2018, and this is the 907th Mole Out Loud podcast. I decided to have a bit of a walk this morning, though I'm just wondering whether this breeze is going to make recording difficult. It's quite cloudy, and the forecast is for rain and thunderstorms. Not very much rain, actually, but I imagine enough to get me soaked if I get caught in it, but I think it's a bit later. I came up here with a friend on, what would it have been, on Wednesday. It was a beautiful blue from where I was sitting in my living room. The whole sky was blue. But when we got up there and came round to where we were facing the mountain, it got really wet. Just a totally, totally different climate around the other side of the hill. I've just stopped this. Just looking in the garden here, there are two wallabies, really little wallabies, nibbling on the grass in this garden. I think they must be babies, you little babies. Those wonderful antenna ears turning themselves around and eyeing me. Not their ears are eyeing me, but they are eyeing me. It's interesting to see how long it takes before they relax in my presence. At the moment they're sort of frozen. If I move, they'll run away. They are very, very little. I'm going to have to move past. It's all right. It's okay. Hello. I know in that particular garden, the owners really welcome them, so other places have built defences because they do tend to eat anything that's in the garden. I really have noticed that I've got out of the habit of just coming up here, come rain or shine, every day. And it's silly, really, because what I want to be doing is building up my health and my fitness before I go, and I'm engaging in all these behaviours that are doing the opposite, like not really eating the right food and I don't know. I'm still really hoping the sore throat disappears magically, so I've been gargling with salt water. nearly at the end of Poets Road now. And as soon as I get into the reserve, my feet will start taking over from my brain. It'll stop being, you should go to the, go for a walk, to, I am on the walk and I am being here. There's an old oak just at the beginning where I am. It's not very well. I think its lower branches seem to be dead, but it's flourishing in the middle. I don't know quite what's happened here. It's certainly not part of the bush, really, but it's just still laying claim. Some new leaves just where I can reach them. I've been imagining quite a lot. Going back to places I know, I've been imagining walking really early walks in Bern. There's something really fabulous about knowing a place so well that you can feel it in your feet when you're not actually there. But I also need to kind of remember that there will be things that have changed. But I'm just looking forward to be a kind of flaneuse, just kind of being there and imbibing and watching people, wandering in and out of places, going to familiar places. Just some kind of solitary imbibing with a notebook, and the market, going to the market maybe. Of course, even thinking about the market, my taste buds start salivating. And then there are the flats in Essex, where my sister is, near the Suffolk border. These wonderful flat coastlines in estuaries and lots of inlets. Something very North Sea about it. And I guess there'll be walks that I don't do anymore. There's a walk I used to do every morning when I was stayed there in 2007, and ...2010... that were from my parents' flat to a cafe, which was about, I don't know, 20 minutes walk away. And I used to do it very early. They opened, I don't know, it was before 7. It might have been 6:30, and just doing that mostly in the dark, that walk, but really knowing every house that you pass. Every street. I guess it was also because it was also the route I took when I was growing up. It was the walk to school. And I'm sure I could walk it in my mind in slow motion. I'm wondering whether when I'm there, I'll feel the same about walking here through the bush. I'm not nearly as good at orienting myself in the bush as I am in an urban environment. Well, not necessarily urban, but a built environment. Still cool. I was looking this morning again at the forecast for the next week, and I think I might get a woolly washing day on Monday if I really get in there quickly that day. At the moment looks as if it's rain free and sunny and warmer. Trying to think what those birds are. I don't think they're... Well, do I? I was going to say I don't think they're currawongs, but I just saw a currawong flying past, and this is that patch where I usually see currawongs. Maybe it's just that they have a different call in the spring. Really, it's very lovely walking weather, this. coolness and without the sun boring down. I brought my suitcase up from under the house a couple of days ago. And it was covered in dust and cobwebs. So I've had a little time cleaning that off. So it really felt as if I was resurrecting something from the deep past. It's an odd thing with packing. I find if I pack too soon, I get into a tiz about whether I have packed enough things or packed the right things, even with a list next to me. And also, because of the weather being as it is, I'm still wearing the clothes that I will want to be going away with, so I can't kind of pack definitively. I just have little piles of things nearby that I know I want to take that I don't need immediately. But there is something really satisfying about packing. About selecting the things you really think you're going to need, rather than the things that prop you up in the everyday. I'm a bit sad that I lost a jacket I was going to bring. That is such a good overall keeping warm jacket, and good for writing in as well as going out and about in. And I left it under a seat at the play, and I sort of feel sure no one would have taken it, but the people who own the theatre assure me that it's not there. It was one of those bits of clothing that don't what else I can say, they're kind of not items you would choose for themselves, but that are fantastically useful. Keeping your back warm and allowing your arms to be free. So that, yes, that was a bit of a shame. It was a jacket that someone had left in my house, I don't know, about 20 years ago, and I could never find out who it was, even after copious inquiries. But whoever it was had replaced the buttons down the front with their own collection of buttons, and it had a collar as well, which meant that you had this protection against the wind. So it would be lovely if it turned up, but I don't hold up much hope. And in fact, it's the sort of thing I've been wearing these last few days with this rather changeable weather. nearly at the point of no return. Well, that's not quite true. Nearly at the point where the path starts that goes up to the top. While this one either goes down the hill or continues in a lower loop. Tripping over rocks. In spite of it raining every day almost, the rain is so slight, it's just enough to get the washing wet or permanently damp, but not enough to bring the frogs back, not enough to fill the ponds. There's a clear patch just ahead, just before the branch off, that a friend of mine was telling me had been cleared by fire. Here are two Alsatians coming up to me. Hello. Wow, that's some stick. It's about 5 foot across. That the Aborigines used to clear this bit of land, and hunt animals into it so that they could get a clear shot. With a spear. So I guess it would have been those wallabies that I was just looking at in the garden. So the animals would come and graze on this ground, I think. Here's a sign. What is it? Probably about fire. Hazard reduction, burn. I find these maps really hard to read. I've got no idea where exactly I am. Oh yes, I can locate it. I think so. Part of it is that the way I'm looking at it, which is kind of, you know, it has north at the top is the complete opposite of where I'm standing. So I have to turn it round in my head, and that I find quite difficult. Looking at it, I'm a bit surprised that it's not the path going up to the top that's closed off. Maybe I'm just going to be walking on the edge of it. It's very confusing. Oh, I see. Okay, so the top part is No, I don't see. I don't see. Well, we'll have a go. I think that I'm going to do some gentle, quiet thinking now, and so I hope you have time to enjoy the world around you, to breathe deeply, and just be in the moment. And if you have a project at the moment, a project that's really important to you, a project can be anything from a letter that you want to write to a friend or have been meaning to, something that drops from the top priority but is in fact the most important, I hope you have time, find time, make time, and really want to engage with that today. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again soon.